I'm Ty.
And I'm Sinead.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Hello!
Welcome back to a new episode of B-Sides.
Yay! I hope you all had a very nice Halloween weekend.
Yes, ours was very eventful.
Yes.
I feel like I need a weekend to rest from that weekend.
A little crazy, but we are happy to be back bright and early.
Yes.
Yeah, recording a new episode of B-Sides, and we have a good selection of songs picked out for today.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I bet you're excited for this first song.
Oh my gosh, yes. So
Sinead cried watching the music video to this.
So basically, I wanted to play this last week, but we had our Halloween episode, so I couldn't. But this came out the 25th of October. It is called A Place Like This. It's by Peter McFarlane. So good.
Yeah, yeah.
He is cranking out hit after hit right now.
That's true. It's his last few singles have been very, very good.
So good.
And you know what it is, though?
What?
It's because he's inspired by Emma Chamberlain. She's always so sad when I bring up the fact that he's dating Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Not because you have anything against her.
No. He's just supposed to be mine.
Okay. So.
But anyways, what can you do? But yeah, the music video for this is also
it's
amazing.
It's very cutesy.
It's so adorable. Yeah. It's very Wes Anderson.
It is very Wes Anderson. And it's, I like how silly he gets.
Yeah.
I would recommend watching the music
give it a
video.
Watch. But for now, give it a listen. Enjoy.
Like this, I take off pink in your lips. I take
many times do I have to say to get away, get gone? Flip your shit past another lass's humble dwelling. You got your game, made your shot, and you got away with a lot, but I'm not turned on. So put away that meat you're selling, 'cause I do know what's good for me, and I've done what I could for you, but you're not benefiting, and yet I'm sitting, singing again, sing, sing again. How can I deal with this, if you won't get with this, am I gonna heal from this, it won't admit to it, nothing to figure out, I gotta get him out, it's time the truth goes out that he don't give a shit about. I can't breathe. And I must decide if you must arrive, then I'm much obliged to up and go. I'll idealize and realize that it's no sacrifice, because a price is paid and there's nothing left to grieve. Fucking go, 'cause I've done what I could for you, and I do know what's good for me, and I'm not benefiting, instead I'm sitting, singing again, singing again, singing again. Gonna heal from this, he won't admit to it, nothing to figure out, I gotta get him out, it's time the truth goes out that he don't give a shit about me. How can I deal with this, if he won't get with this, am I gonna heal from this, he won't admit to it, nothing to figure out, I gotta get him out, it's time the truth goes out that he don't give a shit about me.
I'm too cold to know you. You say I'm like the ice I freeze. I'm churning out novels like beat poetry on amphetamines. I say, I say. My boyfriend's in the bin. say I'm too dumb to see. They judge me like a picture book by the colors, like they forgot to read. I think we're like fire and water. I think we're like the wind and sea. You're burning up, I'm cooling down. You're up, I'm down. You're blind, I see.
That was Brooklyn Baby by Claro. It was a very, very good cover of the Lana Del Rey song. She recorded that as a Spotify single, and it's very good. And I'm very glad that she did.
Yeah.
Speaking of Claro, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So Claro was supposed to come to Toronto the Wednesday after Reading Week. I don't remember exactly which date that is, but we were very close. At least I was very close to buying a ticket because, you know, I love Claro. And I was very sad that I missed her first Toronto show, which, by the way, was cut short because I think she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was very close to buying a ticket. We had one of our friends were selling VIP tickets.
Yeah.
So I was this close to getting a ticket, but I'm so glad that I didn't because an hour before they were about to be let into the venue.
It wasn't even an hour before. They were, like, supposed to be in the venue.
Oh.
And then she canceled.
She canceled the show.
Yeah, like, the doors were supposed to be open.
Yeah, and they thought for a long time that they were just going to get refunded. But it was rescheduled for the middle of exam season.
Yeah.
So literally, I think
it was like 16th, 17th, yeah, 18th.
That's actually like, yeah,
or like something
brutal.
Like that. Yeah.
I can't, like, I'm so glad I didn't buy those tickets because I feel like I'd be so upset at Clara that I wouldn't be able to listen to her anymore. And you know,
it's
love
kind of rough.
Clara.
We had a friend that went, yeah, all the way back
Shout
from
out
Kingston.
Tori.
Yeah, she got on a like 3.5 hour bus ride.
Yeah, and like she paid for the tickets, paid for the like the bus ticket there, and then like, yeah,
lined up, and then it got and was supposed to be let in, like stood out in the cold.
Yeah,
and it got canceled, and she had to come back that night.
That's very tough.
It's so rough.
But so I'm glad I wasn't there, and now I can still enjoy Claro.
I had a midterm that night anyway, so.
Yeah, I was really like. Why does this always happen in Toronto?
With Clara specifically.
Yeah, it's like a curse or something.
Yeah.
But before that, you heard Get Gone by Fiona Apple.
Big Fiona Apple fans here. Yeah,
love Fiona Apple. I made Sinead a Fiona Apple shirt. She was very happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the little apple. And it's an apple symbol thing. Just a picture of an apple. And then it says Fiona in it. It's
Get
really,
it.
I love it. Yeah. But anyways, next up we have Quitting You by the Arkells, who were in Kingston recently.
Right.
Was it last week? Yes, last week-ish.
And Clay Pigeons played with them,
yes,
which was awesome.
And Clark Hall.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy.
You know I love that. Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating or just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know I love that. Try it. Is this the same old line? I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Straighten my sweater, fix my spine, step up in line. I'm ordering food high, and I don't know why I'm so nervous. I won't make it, 'cause that's my favorite waitress. Those big brown eyes. Waiting for lift off, but I don't know if it's doing much, 'cause I just lost my mind in the fluorescent lights. All my life in my mind, a river running free like rain. But Julia
Joy. And funny thing about that song, Sinead's band, Last Call, play that song at Battle of the Bands and won Battle of the Bands.
Woo.
And now they're going to be playing at Alepalooza this March. So
check us out on Instagram.
And stay tuned for the tickets that are coming out soon, probably sometime soon.
We'll see. Last Call on Instagram. Just saying.
Hopefully
we'll be able to play some places in between.
Yeah.
Get ourselves out there some more. But yeah. Yeah. So should we head into some
And before that, we play Joanna by Sookie Waterhouse.
Yes.
I love Sookie Waterhouse. We're currently rewatching the Twilight franchise with our great friends Maddie and Claire, and every time I see Robert Pattinson on screen, I'm like, God, that's Sookie Waterhouse husband.
the Sookie Waterhouse husband.
Yeah.
I need to listen to her new album that just came out.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
I bet it's amazing. I love Sookie Waterhouse. Her voice,
angelic.
Yeah,
I love her. But anyways, now we should head into our breaks.
But stay tuned, because we're going to be back very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Every worker has the right to a workplace free from sexual and gender-based violence and discrimination. These rights were gained through the collective struggles of women's liberation, racial and gender justice, and disability justice groups, as well as the labor movement. Join us on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women to learn more about your rights around sexual harassment and discrimination at work, how to hold your employer accountable, and how your union can support you. The Kingston District Labor Council Education Committee and Sexual Harassment and Assault Resource Exchange, or SHARE, is hosting a free Know Your Rights workshop on Saturday, November 25th at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This event will be facilitated by Kimberly Phillip, QP Human Rights Representative Mikay Jourdain, and the SHARE Outreach Coordinator. This interactive and participatory workshop will include discussions regarding sexual and gender-based violence, discrimination, and other forms of oppression. Be mindful and take care when joining them for the conversation. Your well-being is the priority. This event is free, and the information can be found at the Eventbrite page, Know Your Rights Workshop, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence at Work.
Hi there, I'm Devin Wilkins, and I was born blind with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. However, thanks to surgeries and some good luck along the way, I've managed to have several of my radio dramas aired on Ryerson Radio back in the 1970s, and this is my third season of doing Insight Peterborough on Trent Radio.
This just goes to show that even if you have a physical disability, anything is possible. If you've been recording radio for decades and can still do it with a smile on your face and keep your sanity while having no sight, you're doing something right. Have a great one.
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that recruits volunteers to help families in need build affordable housing and provides an amazing opportunity for students to give back. This year, we are working on several virtual fundraisers to continue making an impact safely and remotely. You can get involved with our club by finding us on Facebook at QUHFH in the Queens community or email us directly at habitatforhumanity@clubs.queensu.ca. We can't wait to meet you guys.
I'm Ty.
And I'm Sinead.
Welcome to B-Sides, your new favorite CFRC program.
We'll be playing you a variety of less-known tracks from artists you've heard of and artists you haven't every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
All right, welcome back.
Woo!
Up next, we got one of my favorite songs here on this episode today. It's Sisyphus by Andrew Bird. Sinead, do you know who Andrew Bird is?
Andrew Bird is an American indie rock multi-instrumentalist, instrumentalist, singer, and songwriter since 1996. He's released 16 studio albums. So, that's just off the top of my head.
I love Andrew Bird. Like, his vibe is so fall. And I guess, like, I'm really trying to enjoy the last few moments that we have of fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel it slipping away from me, and it's making me very sad. So my fall playlist is on repeat.
Yeah. And, yeah. I think we played an Andrew Bird song.
Before,
yeah.
I think it was Pulaski at Night.
Yes.
It's a very good song. I love that song so much. But yeah, Sisyphus, also a very good song. Also, I don't know why, but when I first, started listening to him, I didn't know anything about him. And I thought that he was, like a new indie artist. The Blood is 50 years old. I don't know, it just surprised me. But
he's still making music though.
You know what we have to talk about though?
What?
How we're gonna go see The Valley.
Valley, yes.
Valley. Yes.
This one's a big fan. That's the name of the band.
I'm hyped to see them though.
Yeah, I know, I'm very excited. It'll be so much fun Thursday at Ale House. Valley's
yes.
coming. I'm so excited. I was in Coffee and Company the other day, and I spotted, the poster for the,
Ooh.
For the, the tour poster, because they were mm-hmm. promoting it, obviously, and I need it. Yeah, I'm going to go back the day of the concert, because that's on Thursday. I'm going to go back on Thursday and ask if I can have it. We'll see.
Anyways.
I'm excited.
But up next, we got Liberty Bell by Fontaines D.C.
I love Fontaines D.C. So, and I hope
I know you do.
You guys enjoy it as well.
What was that? Your favorite song by them is Favorite?
Yes, Favorite.
Very good song.
And I also like I Love You.
And we saw them live opening for Arctic Monkeys. I think we already said this in a previous episode, but yeah, they were amazing live.
Yeah.
I like the guy with the pink hair.
Yes.
He was my favorite. Was that, I think he was the bass player? I don't know. Crazy guy. Loved him. but yeah, and they're Irish, which is very cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You know I love that.
Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? When is it liberating? Or just to be so fine? Happens all the time. You know I love that. Try it. 'Cause it's the same old line. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
All right, that was Sisters Off the Moon by Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And that one video of Stevie Nicks and the other guy whose name is irrelevant, they're like staring at each other. You know the video that I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
Silver Springs.
Yeah, they're singing Silver Springs. It's like that video lives in my mind 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God. It always reminds me of Daisy Jones and the Six, though.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very good book/show. If you haven't watched it, which is loosely based on, not based, I guess inspired by Fleetwood Mac.
And Suki Waterhouse is in it, so.
Oh my God, everything's connected. Everything is connected.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lindsay Buckingham was his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that if you haven't watched that, the tension is crazy.
Yeah, it's a really good song, too.
Yeah. But I love Sisters of the Moon. But what do we have next, Janaid?
Next we have some ads.
But stay tuned, because we still have one more very special song.
Whoa. Oh. Enjoy.
Sexual Assault Center Kingston is a nonprofit organization providing confidential, free, non-judgmental support for all survivors age 12 and up of recent and or historical sexual violence in KFLNA since 1978. At the heart of our work is a deep partnership with our community and all its members. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, please note that you are not alone. We provide counseling, crisis support, and advocacy services at no charge. Please visit our website at sackingston.com to learn more about our counseling and advocacy services. If you or someone you know are in need of crisis support, please reach out to our 24/7 telephone crisis support line by dialing 1-877-544-6424. You can also text or chat with a trained crisis responder from noon to midnight every day by texting 613-544-6424 or visiting webelievesurvivors.ca. For more information about our services, please call our office at 613-545-0762 or email us at sack@sackingston.com. We believe you and we hear you.
Wildfire season is underway. People in Ontario may experience increased risks to their health and safety from fire, heat, and smoke. Wildfire smoke can travel thousands of kilometers from a fire zone and is a major source of harmful air pollutants. There is no safe level of exposure for most of these pollutants. Smoke can cause negative health effects even at very low levels when we may not be able to see or smell it. Prepare yourself for smoke events by checking local weather advisories and air quality conditions using the WeatherCan app and the Air Quality Health Index. Protect your indoor air quality, ensuring proper ventilation using an air purifier in your home, as well as access mental health supports. Remember, you might not be able to see or smell smoke, so take the proper precautions and stay safe. Learn more about air quality and health at canada.ca.
Every time a bell rings, someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's nonstop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide 2 meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
And that was
Just like Fred Astaire by James.
That was
lovely.
Yeah.
That one was dedicated to my dad because him and my mom recently just saw James and Johnny Marr in concert in history.
Oh my God.
Last month, the beginning of October, I think.
That's a concert to that will
stay in history. A concert to remember. Oh.
Forever.
It's funny.
Thank you. Okay, guys, it's early. All right.
Yeah, so, and that's my dad's favorite song, I think, that was played at the concert.
Do you have this album on your, like, living room wall? Is that one, the one?
Let me see. I don't really remember.
Because I know that, so in Sinead's living room back home, there's, like, a bunch of vinyls on the wall, which is very cool. There's a The Smiths one.
No, it's not this album, though.
Yeah, and there's a James one.
It is. Give me a second. It's Seven by James.
Which is little, a photo of, two little feet.
Feet.
Waving around, which is funny.
You like that?
I do like that.
Yeah. But, yeah. Johnny Marr was, did you see, all that stuff with Morrissey, though? Morrissey was trying to, Johnny Marr in trouble because... I don't know. I can't remember exactly what happened, but Morrissey was throwing a fit because Johnny Marr was playing the Smiths songs on tour. But, they're his songs, too.
That's so actually crazy. I know that, a few years back, Morrissey was trying to get, the Smiths back together.
Really?
And, yeah, he wanted to go on a tour with, Johnny Marr, but Johnny Marr was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not. So they didn't. Yeah, but speaking of... Sorry, I have to talk about this every single episode. Speaking of nostalgic bands going on tour...
Oh my gosh, Oasis again?
Yeah. I'm just so sad that I'm not going to see them.
The grief comes in waves for you.
It does. It really does. I love... You know what? No, I can't say that. I was going to say that I hope the show sucks, but I know. I hope it goes well. You know what? I hope it goes well. But, I saw this this news article about how they're required separate trailers
mm-hmm.
and changing rooms, whatever.
They don't want to be too close.
Literally though, it's there's a whole planning around when they see each other because they can't be in the same room for so too long.
That's crazy.
So so there's a lot of I think they do and I can be wrong with this, but I'm almost certain that they do soundtrack in different times. Because they don't want.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking, on that note, why don't we end with a Oasis song?
All right. Yeah. That sounds good.
A good ending to B-Sides. Well, we'll see you next week. Same place.
Same time here at CFRC.
Wednesdays at 3 p.m. This is Married with Children by
Enjoy.
Oasis.
Enjoy.
Say you're sorry, goodbye, I'm going home. I don't care no more, so don't you worry, goodbye, I'm going home. I hate the way that even though you know you're wrong, you say you're right. All your friends, your music shine, it keeps me up all night, there's no need for you to say you're sorry, goodbye, I'm going home, I don't care no more, so don't you worry. You are
are so sarcastic and you're not very bright. You think that everything you've done's fantastic. Your music's shine, it keeps me up all night, up all night.
Help CFRC serve our community listeners. Have your voice heard and share your thoughts through our online listenership survey. Visit CFRC.ca, click on the link, and take the 3 to 4 minute survey. All participants can enter for a chance to win great prizes from Smoke's Poutinerie and Uber Eats. Your voice matters. Make it heard by taking the CFRC listenership survey today via CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smoke's Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Fern Point Broadcast is an exploration of liberating the electromagnetic spectrum. The question posed by the artist is, how free are the radio airwaves for human interaction and sensory connection? Are radio waves radical carriers of community autonomy? Fern Point Broadcast is a 3-hour transmission art performance. Microphones, field recordings, tuned synthesizers, faulty playback machines, and prepared compositions. Join us on November 16th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll be your host, Slowman Tofu, with special guest contributions. Broadcasting on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston and online everywhere at CFRC.ca.
Hi everyone, I'm Michael Zuzek and you're joining CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program.